Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the program, part two, here on The Fan. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you on a Sunday night in New York City, a split show. We did the first half before the Yankee pregame. Now I've got you until 1 a.m. You got Connor Green behind the glass and phone calls, taking your calls. Phones are open at 888-808-1019. You can hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L Rubinson, WFAN. The Yankees, they lose. You know this. If you've been tuned in, you heard the postgame show. So you know the Yankees lost tonight, but they won the series against the Phillies. They took 2 out of 3. And I'm not going to sit here. By the way, topics, phones are open. Before in the pregame, my first part of the show, I asked the question, Carlos Beltran inducted into the Hall of Fame today with a Mets cap on. And my question, a simple one for you, how will you remember Carlos Beltran? So we'll toss that out there for people who want to jump in on that. We're going to get into the trade deadline, both the Yankees and Mets. And I'll have a guest at midnight at 12, John Harper of SNY, going to join me. Memories of Beltran as well as trade deadline. So we'll get into all of that. We'll talk about, you want to call in about LeBron to the Sixers. We can do that. But we're going to open up, of course, with the Yankees. And I'm not going to go through a play-by-play of the game. You just heard the game. You heard Emmanuel talk about it. But some key takeaways here and implications. That's what we're going to do. And in terms of implications and key plays in this game, I mean, right away in the first inning, the record will show that Trey Turner hit a triple. But if you watched the game, you would see that Trent Grisham, the route he took, his closing speed and ability to catch up to the ball and keep it in front of him. I don't expect him to catch that ball. But if you watch other center fielders with a quicker burst play, with quicker, you know, watch, Andy Páez. And I understand he's elite. Watch the Mets play, whether it's A.J. Ewing or Tyrone Taylor. There are plenty of other center fielders in this game who would have made that a double. Now, in the end, the Yankees lose this game 11-4. I'm not saying it cost them the game and whatever, but we're talking about takeaways and implications. And I guess that's my question for you, Yankee fans. What are your takeaways and implications for the trade deadline when you watch a game like this? Because one of mine, starting right away in the first inning, is that Trent Grisham does, I mean, you know, you want to be a World Series team, you can upgrade in your outfield. And you know that. But right away there. And I said this in the pregame. The reason I just tossed out Tyrone Taylor, I said this in my first part of my show earlier, that there is a trade, Yankees and Mets, to be made. And everybody, you know, throws out the ones to try and, you know, the hot take. Trade for, you know, Lindor. Trade for this, trade for that. No. But an obvious trade to me, go ahead and trade for Brooks Raley, the lefty specialist from the Mets, and Tyrone Taylor, who, yes, profiles as a fourth outfielder, but right now he had a three-run homer today. He has come back in July from having been injured and is on an absolute heater. and hot bat right now. It's a right-handed bat with power who plays gold glove caliber defense in the outfield at all three positions. Plus defense in the outfield, all three positions. And so the worst case scenario, I'm not saying this is the impact bat the Yankees need to go out and get. No. But finishing touches to try and develop a roster, 26-man roster capable of winning the World Series, go out and get a Tyrone Taylor to platoon in center with Grisham, a lefty-righty platoon, who right now with Bellinger out there, out on the IL, it also means other implications in this game. Max Schumann is not an outfielder. God bless him for trying. But you want to talk about other plays in this game. So if right away in the first inning, there was Trent Grisham playing what I thought should have been a double into a triple, you know, fast forward while this game was still a ball game in the third inning, Max Schumann, look, if Bellinger is out there and healthy, he played a ball that, you know, he's just not an infielder. And there's another situation where, baseballs are dropping, singles turn into doubles, doubles turn into triples, more runs score. Jason Dominguez in this game, overrunning a play. It's a ball hit into the outfield. He overruns it. Would the run probably have scored anyway? Yes. But there just were multiple plays. This entire outfield, all three positions there. Dominguez in right, Grisham in center, Schumann in left. That opening up this ball game with that outfield, that is just a, right now, honestly, a piss-poor defensive outfield. It really is. And for the New York Yankees to be fielding that, and I know, you can tell me, oh, injuries, it should be Aaron Judge, it should be Clay Bellinger. Okay, it should be. But it's not. And here we are, and somehow this Yankee team needs to prepare. I'm not saying the sky is falling. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Phillies. The Yankees pitching staff, the starting pitching is great. Will Warren, I have a question for you. Was tonight Will Warren's last game that he's going to pitch in a Yankee uniform this season? Is he going to be traded at the trade deadline? Because what's his role? Where do you go from here? Carlos Rodon going to come back? Who loses their spot in the rotation? So interesting questions there. Questions, implications. But starting with the outfield, poor plays and an opportunity to improve. So implication number one, starting Trent Grisham. He just looks, he's slowed down. And I think they can do better.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, Dominguez, all of that. All right, then other implications in terms of this game. I just mentioned potentially trading, let's say, with the Mets, and it doesn't have to be, but for a Brooks Raley. But I think the Yankees need to go out and trade for a lefty, another lefty. Hedrick is fine, but at this point, I'm not sure if it's that Tim Hill has just been, worked so much. He was so dependable and so good for the Yankees for a long time. But over the last 2 years, has pitched a lot of innings. And whatever it is, right now, this Tim Hill is not the same Tim Hill that Yankee fans are used to. This is not the guy from last season. And again, if you are preparing a playoff roster with the deadline, the trade deadline, August 3rd, I think the Yankees, that's another thing, implications. Look at the game, look at, out there. I think, to me, Tim Hill is a guy that I think the Yankees have to take a look at adding another lefty to that bullpen. And then, yeah, with Warren, now the question becomes, will Warren the defense certainly let him down, but three innings, six runs. And you heard Susan Waldman talking about it. And when you talk to a pitcher and you ask him, what else can you do? What will you do? What can you do? And he doesn't have answers. He says he's not sure. That is troubling. And so what do the Yankees do? Will Warren is a dependable guy. He takes the ball every 5 days. There's a value in that, even if it is as a fifth starter. And there are teams that would value a young, dependable fifth starter that they could, the fastball is there, that they could work on, finish off, refine, help get back to a level that we've seen him pitch at times. And so it wouldn't shock me, is Will Warren a part of a package of players that the Yankees send out for, you know, so for parts to upgrade this lineup? And as we are a week away, obviously the Yankees have to upgrade catcher. We know that. The all-in, you know, what is that all-in move? I, you know, for a few weeks now, I've been talking about one potential all-in move being a C.J. Abrams, a trade with the Washington Nationals. I know the Nats have to be blown away in order to do it. A lot of you talk about that the all-in move is Mason Miller going out and getting the relief pitcher from the Padres. Some people say, oh, Tarek Skubal, that's the all-in move. To me, it's an impact bat. Because I think a playoff rotation going into a series knowing that you have Schlittler, you have Cole, you have Fried, and if you need a fourth starter, like, look, if it's Rodon, I think you feel pretty good about that. And sure, can you upgrade it? Of course you can. But you have to, at some point, score some runs. And there's still too many holes in this Yankees lineup. And it's guys, you know, there are guys who are in there who are not contributing enough offensively to warrant playing with bad defense. You know, Ahmed Rosario is another one where, you know, if we look at the Anthony Volpe tonight with another throwing error. He was actually okay at the plate, but another, just a bad throw, completely overthrows first base, an error there, puts a runner in scoring position on a routine ground ball. Maybe it would have been a close play at first base with a plus shortstop, but most plus shortstops in the game have enough of an arm to make that throw, to turn that into an out. Volpe doesn't. And then a bunt, and Caballero playing, instead of playing shortstop, he's playing third. Not Caballero, it was Ahmed Rosario playing third. And Rosario at third on the bunt, a bad throw into the foot of the runner. They don't get Crawford at first base. And for Rosario, who's a player that, you know, the bat has been good and has been solid, and one of the things you always felt like you could count on with him is that as a right-handed hitter, he was going to hit lefties. And this year, he's hitting 198 versus lefties. He's hitting better against righties. But he's in that lineup to hit lefty. To hit lefties, to hit left-handed pitching. If he's going to hit 198 against lefties, that doesn't warrant playing time with his defense. And so they're just, for a team that's supposed to be in win-now mode, there are just too many holes. 888 888- 808-1019. What would be your, if I give you one move to improve the Yankees, what is your one move? You get to make it. What's your, tell me why. What's your one move for the Yankees and for the Mets? I've seen, you know, about the trade deadline. I've seen, I'll read out some comments earlier, but today online had some Mets fans that were somehow talking about, you know, players to trade versus those to keep or whatever. Let's be clear, from a Met fan perspective, everybody who's a free agent should be traded. Everybody who is a free agent should be traded. That part's easy. The question becomes, anybody who's under club control beyond this year, that's where you can have conversations. That's where you can say, should the Mets trade Luke Weaver and sell high right now, or do they keep him for next year? What's it going to take? Would you trade him or not? That's a conversation you can have. The catchers, you can argue it both ways. You can say the Mets have an offensive-minded catcher in Alvarez, an outstanding defensive catcher in Torrens, and you want to hang on to them because they're both under control. You can say that. Or you can say, hey, catching is such a scarcity right now, you want to make a trade and capitalize on that. You can have that conversation. You can talk about other players who are, you know, not under control. But when it comes to, you know, obviously Freddy Peralta, but even Clay Holmes, if there is not a deal in place right now for Clay Holmes, then, I mean, you have to trade him. You can't wait and hope. Hope is not a strategy. You can't wait and hope until after the deadline that you're going to get a deal done. If there's no deal done in the next week, you have to trade him. Anybody who is a pending free agent for the Mets, they should all be traded. 888-808-1019. So, remembering Carlos Beltran, Hall of Famer Carlos Beltran, how will you remember him? We'll talk about that. And Yankees and Mets fans, you get one move. It's the trade deadline. It's coming up this week. Where the Red Sox and the Washington Nationals made a big move last night. Woke up to it this morning. Red Sox adding a right-handed impact bat and giving up a decent, young, controllable starting pitcher. So we're going to start to see those deals piling in, pouring in over the next week. If I give you one important move, Yankee fans, Mets fans, what is it? 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.